Blog Talk Radio.
Get it, baby.
God Ben Frank.
That shit the streets gotta feel. For Mike Brown and Sean Bell, a cop gotta get killed. Cause I'm black, police think they got the right to shoot me. No jail for them, they punish me to death duty. They either killing us or throwing us in the cage. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave.
What happened to the dream?
Time to start killing these coppers. If Malcolm X was alive, they'd be next to me with them choppers.
At the window.
By any means necessary, let's make them respect us. These cocksuckers supposed to protect us. Killing unarmed black men, making mothers silent. And this is the government paying without tax dollars. All these unjustified shootings. Then they call us animals when we start looting. Some kids ain't had no gun and the police knew it. They need to talk to Obama or let
my
me do it.
My hands up. Yeah. Some feel like they don't understand us.
They don't.
Gotta stay strong, hold on, keep our heads up.
Yeah.
Officer, please don't shoot, cause my hands up.
Don't shoot.
My hands
up. Can't
make a play like that.
My hands
up. Yeah, look how they do it, they gunning us down. Black males on the menu, they hunting us down. Put your foot inside my shoes, been running for miles. Who can we call? We alone, who holding us down? My little homie told me he ready to ride. Ferguson was on his mind, he ready to fight. Staring at a cop who got death in his eyes. He wanna kill me, I can tell, so my hands in the sky. I'm stressing, so I'm grabbing my Mac 11. Told my mama I'ma end up on Shadow 11. Either in the box or they take me away. Put away my Glock and I bought me a K. Black boys running from white cops. Who are they to determine just if I life stops? Please, your honor, please. Tell me if I'm a gunner. I can't breathe, they choking me, words from Mary Carter. You know this shit just ain't right. My son asked me this morning, daddy, we safe, right? How the fuck I'ma tell him we ain't got the same rights? They put our babies in coffins, this shit just ain't right.
My hands up. Some feel like they just don't understand us. Gotta stay strong, hold on, keep our heads up. Officer, please don't shoot, cause my hands up. My hands up. My hands up.
They don't even read us, I'm right.
My hands up.
They don't gotta pay for taking the life.
My hands up.
It's like even when they wrong, they right.
So deliberate on this track when I think about my days in life, my days in time. Guess I gotta live it right. Four letters of love, four letters of lust, four letters of stuff, for love is never enough. Out of my mind when I'm spitting this, feeling like I'm giving it up. Cause I never live life, cause I never love life. Love this, love her, love me, I love you. Understand what we're going through, it's what love do. It's strain, it's pain, it's hurt, it's work. I don't understand, I'm feeling like I'm hurt. Trying to rise above this madness. Feeling like my life was good, but it's all sad. And to gravity defined us, Mother Nature saved us. But love is what betrays us and changes to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters feelings of love. Have you ever been in love and had that good feeling? Everybody understand what that good feel is. Living life like we in our last days. We on our own mission, we on our own way. So I guess I spend some time, but I guess I like your mind. But I guess I try to define my life inside of lies. I guess I try to trust that one and trust her too. I guess the other one love me, but I don't love her too. Why just look up in their eyes and tell them all lies? And let them know I'm holding my love for you in disguise. My pain and my thoughts, matter of fact, my pain is surreal. So when I vividly think about it, these words into skill. Feeling like I'm in prison, my emotions is a trap inside a glass box, cause the feeling is back. But us to gravity defined us, mother nature save us. But love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love, yo, these four letters that deceived my heart. Thought I was loving you, baby, but I loved me from the start. Because my lover never fade away from myself. It's self-preservation, got me feeling like slavery, those reparations. Trying to break out of this box, escape from your life. Escape from all the pain that you give me in the sacrifice. Oh, me risking it all, just to be by your side. Feeling like pursue us, our bombers with them planes that collide. But I just do what I do to just to make it today. Survival is taxes, is mad, cause your love with a straight. I guess some four letters of heaven can feel like he days. The same mission for this money when trying to get paid. Mind a slave, cause every time I run into you, I'm running right back, baby, cause that's what loving would do. But unto gravity defined us, mother nature save us. But love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love.
Fire, fire. Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. Shout out to Rhyme Schematic, man. Got some good heat right there, man. It's good hip hop right there, man. I know y'all feel that. Shout out to my man, Future Guru, man, sending that heat. Got a lot of good music for y'all. Shout out to my man, Skyline, that be sending us heat, man. All y'all indie artists, it's always good to have good managers and good people in your corner. Good PR reps in your corner to really reach out to, you know, indie hip hop radio shows like us here, and you know, get their music placed where they might not have the reach to get a place on their own at. You know what I'm saying? You artists, you're doing your thing. It's always good to have, you know, a good team around you. Even if it's just one or two people, you know what I'm saying? Just to help you promote your music, and just, you know, the times where you don't have time to do that, they got the time. Or, you know, they know the right people to get it, too. It's all about who you know. You know how that go. For real. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Got my man DJ Tarzan calling in a minute. Got a lot more good indie heat for you. Got the rundown a little later for you. The hip-hop news, the global politics, economics, good stuff, all that. The health news. Gonna build on all of that. You know? That's what it is, man. That's what we're going to keep on rocking. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here. You know what I mean? All of any artists hitting us up on Twitter, sending your music, hhse.biz@gmail.com. Send us your music. If it's hot, we're going to play it. If it ain't hot, we're probably going to tell you just send some more music and send something else. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Don't never give up on your craft. Don't ever give up on your talent. Sometimes, you know, when you first starting as an artist, you just got to, you know, hone your craft. Sometimes you just got to keep making more and more songs, get better and better and better. Next thing you know, you know, a year or two later, you make a song and it sound way different than, you know, the first couple songs you ever made a couple of years ago, and you see the progress. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. It's off Stock Exchange Radio. Let's get it, baby.
Greetings, my dear, I'm glad you're there, Pierre. Mr. Cool, you are daily insincere. Travel to different places anywhere. I'm deeply caught up, even love up in the air.
Just give me a little bit.
Give me a little bit of your time.
Just maybe a little bit.
Give me a little bit of your time.
On to the next, put me on display. A little time is all we need. If you mind, you may have me painted with a picture if the sky feels gray. Spend it every moment, take it high, rush straight.
Got me speeding on the highway. Sip champagne back in my place. I get what you like. Don't gotta fuss or fight. Eat life unless you want me to fight. Just give me a little bit. Give me a little bit of your time. Just maybe a little bit. Just give me a little bit of your time. Just maybe a little bit.
Captivating, flowing with abundance.
Wow.
Tangled by a thread in your web. You love strips. Give you that heavy duty, so fly coolly. Not that bougie girl, you act wild fooly, baby. Darling girl, you extravagant. The smile looks so passionate, have my world so gravitating, making you immaculate. I chose you, shine like a star from a different planet. I'm a freak in the bed, hoping you can manage. Have this in our own zone, a perfect canvas. Yeah, you know me, Sean. How you gently wrap around my arm. Get my name tatted on your belly button. Kiss you down every spot, make you hot without interruption. Imagine when we fucking get you real slow. Sure they think I'm bluffing. I might have a
beat on the highway. Sip champagne back in my place. I get what you like. Don't gotta fuss or fight. Eat life unless you want me to bite. Just give me a little bit. Give me a little bit of your time. Just maybe a little bit. Just give me a little bit of your time.
Only give me a minimum. Hold on, darling, I'm open, feel pitiful. Treat your body like dessert, be me beautiful. How you giggle like a piglet. When we get sexual, wanna give her the business. Come break you off, talk to her to kids. This girl right there, you look delicious. Start the car while we both drifting. While we both cruising, have the summer breeze hitting. All my lady wants a little bit of attention. And the way we flirt doesn't mean committing. You're my only type. Have what you want and have whatever you like. Quite by mommy had a good time. You're always on my mind. Your uniqueness is special, so divine. Others like nah, you a sucker for love. Can't have her cause she mine.
You got me speeding on the highway. Sip champagne back in my place. I get what you like. Don't gotta fuss or fight. Eat life unless you want me to fight. Just give me a little bit. Give me a little bit of your time. Just maybe a little bit. Just give me a little bit of your time. Just give me a little bit.
Got me laid back, massage my back. Just a little and you like it like that.
Like that.
You my ride or die, lady that know how to act. Her position be bad when she wanna.
When you wanna.
Ignore other females that's hating on you. Hold my eye from a corner from a distance. Real pretty woman, that's a sister. Round the way, girl, a hip-hop listener. Can I get with ya? Leave you with an open note. You were to a dead person. Bet I won't.
What?
Leave you dripping wet over phone sex. LOL with a smiley face in your text. Give me a little
on
bit
to the next. Put me on display. Little time is all we need. If you mind, you may have me painted with a picture if the sky feels gray. Spend it every moment, take it high, rush straight.
She's
got me speeding on the highway. Sip champagne back in my place. I get what you like. Don't gotta fuss or fight. Eat life unless you want me to fight. Just give me a little bit. Give me a little bit of your time. Just maybe a little bit. Just give me a little bit of your time. Just maybe.
me a little bit.
Traditional forms of painting and sculpture have no function in our streamlined existence. If they are to find a place in the civilization of the next half century, the visual arts must effect a compromise with the machine.
Yeah.
This can be done only within the terms of what we call abstract art.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the future. Used to be the educator, now I'm the tutor. Always conjuring a different flow to maneuver. This is not that weak bullshit that you're used to. It's more like Slick Rick, return of the ruler. The king of the underground, return from the sewer. The game needs saving, should have been a lot sooner. These rappers getting pruder. Me, I'm up schooler. Cause I remain abstract.
Let's take it back.
Let's take it back to the block party era. The 1980s, summertime, nothing better. Hood cookouts, water fights, and good weather. He had his good clothes on, mad he got wetter. Girls practicing, trying to get their steps together. Cause if they lose the dance competition, they'll be fed up. These kids nowadays don't know shit about a getter. These rappers getting dumber. Me, I'm more clever and fresh. Cause I remain abstract.
PNC boys.
Came into the game with a mouth full of gold fronts.
Timberland boots.
Dressed fatigued up. I was fresh off the night shift.
357 with the nice grip.
Eyes all red from the bloodshot. Fucking with them dreads with the blood clot. From arts and craft to guns and grams. From school to jail, a boy to a man.
All the members of the golden era. I remember rocking 10 boots
and Gucci's with the polo emblem.
Straight out the frying pan, spit from the diaphragm.
Paint a perfect picture.
Draw you a lyrical diagram. Corner student,
study the blueprint.
Pioneers of street music, inspire the movement.
I live it,
breathe it,
I give it,
receive it. 360 degrees till the cycle completed.
The imitation through old-fashioned forms and limitations has launched the 20th century artists on a restless search for new ways of expression and for new techniques.
Yeah, Buckshot, what up?
Cause I remain abstract.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller calling in. Talk to you.
Yo. What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
DJ Tarzan.
Yeah, what's good, fam? That's what's up, man. Who else we got on the line, too?
Nah, this is Legend Coley. I'm just calling for a request for that Dev and Barry Bonds joke. About that, man. I need to hear that through the airwaves, man. I need to hear that, man. I'm fainting right now.
You already know. We're going to play that on the next segment, brother. We got you. You know how we do.
Hey, man, keep up the good work, man. I'm out here. I'm on you, man. I'm listening in, man. I got my pen and pad now. I'm writing down stuff, man. Y'all keep me...
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Barry Bonds doing big things, man. Your iTunes, Google that. Brother doing big things. Good music, man.
No doubt. All right, I'm going to hit you back later, man. 100.
That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Love to see, you know, artists, indie artists representatives calling the show support because we do play good indie artist music. We got DJ Tarzan on the line, brother. What's going on?
Shit, man. Cooling, man. Not too much, man. How you?
Everything gravy. So let everybody know what you all about, man.
I mean, right now, man, I'm just spreading my brand, man. I'm just starting off in New Jersey and New York area. You feel me? But man, we just building a brand, man. My brand is the next big showcase. We just put artists on a big platform, you know, get them, you know what I mean, seen in front of a lot of people and put them in different and bigger platforms as far as, you know, concerts with industry artists, you know, such as like artists like Fat Trail. We have them September 18th in New Jersey. You know, we got a lot of other things on the way too, you know.
That's big, man. That's big. So how'd you get started in the game and what inspired you?
You know, honestly, man, I didn't realize that I really just liked listening to new music. You feel me? I started a DJ in the club and I kind of got, you know, it was starting to get whack to me. You know, a lot of DJs, they play the same sets over and over and over. So after a while you start going to the club, man, you know what I mean? You just know the sets, you know, so I kind of started working with an artist named Chase Fetty. That's like ASAP Rocky's best friend. I mean, he's ASAP Mob and all that. You know what I mean? And right there, it kind of, you know, it actually happened right when Rocky got signed, you know. So I got on the board. And, I mean, we was going to a couple of shows, and I just said, man, this is what I want to do in my life. You feel me? And I just started giving other artists the platform.
That's big, man. That's big. How many years you been promoting now?
I've been doing a showcase for about a year, literally a year. I mean, a little bit over a year. I mean, I've been, like, going to work with artists for about 2 years now.
That's real, man. That's real, man. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make trying to get in the game?
A lot of indie artists, they take too many breaks. You feel me? You know, they do one thing. They have a show with an artist, you know, they do something nice and big, and then right after that, you know, they take breaks for months, and it's like, bro, like, it's too many people trying to get on. You can't take a break right now. You got to get established. You feel me? Like,
right.
if an industry artist is not taking a break, why the hell are you? You feel me?
Mm.
So that's the main thing I would see.
That's real. Consistency.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I feel you. I feel you, man. If you had to give some advice to any artists regarding how they should go about selecting a showcase to sign up for, what would you tell them?
Honestly, if I was an artist, I would do every showcase. You know what I mean? Because you never know who's a showcase. I mean, a lot of these artists, they're too bougie, man. Like, I mean, you don't know who's going to be at these showcases, you know. Like, a lot of my events, you know, I just did a concert with Jadakiss at Santos July 12th, you know, and I didn't know that Smoke Dizzle was going to come out. I didn't know that ASAP Mob was going to just pop up in the building. I mean, I didn't know. You know, they just came, you know, so I was like, oh, dope. You feel me? Sometimes you don't know what happened. My last showcase, Music Choice was in the building. You feel me? This next one right here, I'm trying to get Source Magazine, a XXL in the building. You feel me? So you never know. You got to go to it. And the main purpose of a showcase is showcasing your talent. You know, like, you don't got to always have somebody in the building. A lot of artists want, you know, they want the big execs and all that stuff. Sometimes the execs just come get their check and just go home. You feel me? But if you're an artist, I will personally do every showcase, every event possible. That's the only way to build your network.
That's real, man. Got to get your network, get that grinding on.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
I like that, man. I like that, man. So yeah. Give us the long list of all the, you know, indie artists and the major artists that, you know, you had the opportunity to work with on the showcases and promote.
Honestly, I can't. As far as the showcase artists, it's too many. In the last year, I probably put 100 plus artists on a stage of some sort.
Wow.
You know, yeah, literally, man. And
who are your most memorable of all the indie artists that you work with?
Honestly, the most memorable one was the last showcase. It was on the strength that it was the most professional one. You know, all the artists, you know, they did exactly what we asked, and they didn't make me work hard. You know, like, it's just me and two other guys on my team. You know, it's my man, shout out to my man Triple B and my boy Rosewood. You know, his real name Aaron, but he go by Rosewood. You feel me? But you know, these artists didn't make us work hard, and they was actually talented. You know, sometimes it'd be the artists that don't really have that much talent that'll make you go through the heartache. I mean, like, the extra stuff, you know, as far as, I mean, you know, they don't do what we ask for on time, stuff like that, so they kind of drag us through the water and all that. And you know, sometimes they won't even fully register. You know, they make you go through all the headache and don't even come through. But the last showcase was definitely the best one. I mean, shout out to the top five artists that we picked out. Shout out to the artists that didn't even get the win, you know, but they still came. It's a win-win situation, you feel me? Like, some of these artists they never performed before or anything like that. So I always tell artists it's a win-win situation. You want to perform in front of hundreds of people. You know, like, the last showcase had about 200 people, you know, the place in. It wasn't that big, but that's not easy to get, you know, these many people in front of unsigned artists, you know. I said artists is a win-win situation, you feel me? So, yeah, man.
I like that, man. That's real right there. You said they wasn't doing some of the things that you needed. What was it they wasn't having ready?
I mean, you know, artists, you know, you tell an artist, yo, look, your maximum performance time, you know, we give an artist 3 songs, you feel me? Some artists, they come with 5 songs, and we'd tell them, you know, we don't want the song to be too long, you know, give them, I mean, 3-minute songs, don't have those 6-minute sets and stuff like that, crazy stuff, you know, so, you know what I mean? It's just stuff like that. I mean, simple stuff. It'd be the simple stuff, man. And, like, that last group of artists literally was the best group. You know, they did everything. We had artists come from Maryland, Philadelphia, New York City. We had a couple cats that was trying to come down from Massachusetts. They're actually going to be a part of this concert. I got September 18th for Fat Trail. You know, but, you know, people come from all over.
Nice. That's what's up, man.
I mean,
that's what's up. And you work all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a couple places. I ain't work all over the country. I got reach, though. You know, I got a lot of reaches. I got a lot of homeboys, a lot of people, a lot of promoters, you know, in different states, you know, that I've, like, literally been building up for the last 2 years. You know, either if I was in a state or, you know, somewhere on the internet, they respected my grind. I respect their grind. And we just, I mean, link like that. So
that's what's up.
So, I mean, so. And same way, pretty much, man, how I don't even know how you really heard of me or whatever, but I know you reached out to me, you feel me? But it's the same way. I mean, we just build, we see somebody grinding, you just link up with them.
That's how it is. It's all about networking, man. We got another caller calling in. Talk to me.
Yeah, this is Shawnee Sean.
All right, what's going on, brother?
Everything good. I just got your response on Twitter. You was playing my single on radio a little bit.
Yeah, man, good song, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. You showing the love, man. I appreciate that. I'm just hearing y'all conversation. I'm just getting enlightenment.
That's what it's all about. That's what we do here. That's what we do. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, and the artists and the music is how we gonna get it on the show. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm a songwriter myself, but also a hip-hop artist as well. I've been songwriting for 15 years now, 25 years old. And just going back to what the other guy was saying about showcases, I've been performing in dozens of showcases in New York City. I performed at Crash Mansion, and I was judged by Sway from MTV and Shea 45, Lenny S., which is a senior vice president of Rock Nation, Easy Mo B, the producer that produced for Pac and Big, Jimmy Kendricks, that produced for Ja Rule, The Whole Murder Inc. Crew, 50 Cent, and who else? Just them. I've been getting honorable mentions. I had honorable mentions by them. And they compared me to Cold Crush and LL Cool J mixed with Big L, so that was a huge accomplishment, you know. So with that, I'm prepping up my album, just making sure that the album quality sound good, and just heading to these showcases, and just building the fan base and building with the audience and connecting with them. It's all about connections. You know what I mean? If the people feel your music and it's honest, then people will really want to appreciate you as a person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So me, I try to be honest with my music as I can. It's just whatever situation I'm going through. Right now it's like, yeah, that's my single off my album called The New Age. Right now it's like I'm making sure that the engine, like the mixing is right. I'm just in the process of mixing it down, but I also have a mixtape that's available on datpiff.com called Appetite to Feast, if anybody want to check that out, you know.
Dude.
You know, free music. Yeah, free music.
Give everybody your Twitter so they can check out what you got, man.
Got you. People can follow me on _ Shawnee Sean. It's SEANY. SEAN _ Shawnee Sean. They can check out my Facebook, Shawnee Sean Music, YouTube. They can type in Shawnee Sean. You know, what else? I also have two independent movies I did with my brothers. Is that on JenkinsBrothersNation.com. You know, it's being distributed right now in 3 stores in Manhattan.
Dope.
You know, so like I also have soundtracks towards the movies, towards the two movies that's being distributed right now. Currently on releasing our new film Saturday. This Saturday we're releasing a new film. You know, so we've just been on the movie tip, the acting tip, and the music. Currently managing a production team. If anybody need production, the production team is called Loose Connections. You can follow me on Twitter. And I'm also managing a songwriter right now. So I'm doing a lot of entrepreneur moves.
Yeah, you busy over there, man. I like to see that, man. Keep doing big things, brother.
Harlem. I'm from Harlem, so we got to do everything.
I know.
Got to do everything, but I appreciate it. I'm just calling in, appreciate the love, and I appreciate the enlightenment y'all giving. I definitely want to build with the showcases. You know, I definitely want to show my talent.
Hey, fam.
Yeah, man.
Well, you could definitely come to Jersey, man. I might be in New York City, you know. So, I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Tarzan, you feel me? So, we could definitely build on that.
I bet.
Networking.
DJ Tarzan.
No, that's what it is.
They got you. And I definitely, like, if I like the honesty from y'all cats, like, older than me because I take heed to y'all, you know what I mean? So, it's like, y'all know more knowledge towards the game. So, I'm just a student, still learning. You know what I mean? So if my music go act, I'm just going to go back and write some harder shit.
Exactly. I mean, we all learn, fam. So it's, I mean, as long as everybody learning, man, as long as we learning, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, man. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Tarzan, Shawnee Sean rocking with us. We going to play some heat, come back, chop it up, Bill. That's what we do. Let's get it.
Libra scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnums, yeah, girl loves it. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's I'm giving is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plates grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success, tastes great, cut the cake. You relay, yeah. Real estate in my city, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch a buck 50, yeah. Four disciples at the Last Supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamonds for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Anthony on for all my Zodiacs. I speak in codes, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah.
So, and wide, gritty whip, same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rest. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns, protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T, Taylor May, Belt, Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the street. Concrete, jungle, Southside, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I'm displaying Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Hip-hop stock exchange video, get your mind right, get your money right. We got DJ Tarzan rocking with us. We got Sean rocking with us. We got another caller calling in. Who? Talk to me. We call 202.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's up? It's Haiti Boy on the phone, man.
Who that?
It's Haiti Boy here. What's going on, DJ Tarzan?
What's good, boy?
Showing love, hey. Man. Showing love, man. I see you doing your thing out there, man.
You already know, man. We just trying to, I mean, open that lane up for artists, I mean, you know.
Man, you already know, man. I already know.
Yo, this is actually one of the artists that was just in the last showcase, you know, that we just had. I mean, he's been showing a lot of love, man. All the way from Maryland, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, so, yeah, man, we just spreading it, man. We're going to build, go out there and build with him soon, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out DJ Tarzan, man. Shout out everybody who came out to the showcase. Shout out New Jersey, man. Turn Up Boys, man. We out here, man. Turn Up Boys, free, fresh, big money. Shout us out, man. We doing our thing. Y'all doing y'all thing on the radio, man. Had to show love, man.
Definitely, that's what's up.
Salute, man.
We gonna I'm gonna definitely try to see if I get the homie to drop one of them tracks. I mean that you sent me earlier too, man. So we definitely gonna get that wave, man.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm tuning in, man. I'm here, man. I'm tuning in, man.
All right.
Give everybody your Twitter so they can check you out, man.
Yeah, man, everybody go check me out. It's Haiti Boy, CGNT, at Haiti Boy, HAITIBOYY, underscore CGNT. Follow me on Twitter, man. My brother Fresh Big Money, man. Holler at him on Twitter, man. Holler at us, man. Turn Up Boys.
Word.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hip-hop stock exchange radio. So DJ Tarzan, man, where do you feel the future of music industry is headed in the next 5 years?
Yo, man, I have no clue. Yo, man, it's too much crazy music out here, man. I don't know. I just know that music is going to continue to be creative. You feel me? That's why I like music. You feel me? That's exactly the only reason why I like music. I love new music. So, you know, it ain't really about, you know, where it's going to be heading. I mean, it could come back to New York. It could stay in the Midwest and Atlanta or whatever, you know. If good music is good music, then, I mean, that's where it's going to be at. I mean, I don't know exactly where it's going to be, but I know it's going to just be continue to be more creative.
That's real, man. That is real.
I mean, I want to bring back a little bit more of the hip-hop way, you know. But whatever's hot, man, is hot. Whatever people like, they like. But I definitely want to hear a little bit more conscious rap, you know, some rap with some meaning, some Lauryn Hill type feels and stuff like that. But, you know, I definitely love the music that's being played right now, though.
Right. Right. Definitely a cycle, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Everything come back around, though.
Exactly. It definitely does.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Can you give some indie artists some pointers on building a brand more than just, you know, putting out music?
Yeah, I mean, with that, you know, like, an artist got to, I mean, whatever an artist is, and I mean, like, for example, the next big showcase, you feel me? Like, an artist would know the next big showcase probably before they know me. You know, they know the next big showcase. They hear about the next big showcase, and they be like, well, who's doing that? Then they hear DJ Tarzan. You feel me? I've been branding that showcase more than I've been branding myself, you know. And through the showcase, I branded the showcase, and the showcase is branding me. You know, a lot of artists that don't know me, you know what I mean, they just know they want to perform, you know. So I branded my showcase, and then, you know, they came and, you know, they checked it out, and they heard about it, and then, boom, who's doing it? DJ Tarzan, you feel me? So you got to kind of just keep, I mean, smacking people in the face with it. I mean, who you are, you know, like a lot of artists are too cool sometimes to promote themselves. You know, they throw their tweet up there one time and be like, I don't want, you know what I mean? No, you got to promote yourself. You got to keep smacking them in the face so people can know who you are. And, you know, like, you know, people that, like for example, I said this earlier, pardon me, it's cats out there that, you know, they know me but never seen me before, you know, so. You know, that's just branding right there. You know, I mean, people don't got to see you all the time. You know, you got to keep promoting yourself and marketing yourself and putting yourself in good situations. You know what I mean? So that's one thing I can pretty much say about that. Just keep, you know what I mean? Just keep smacking in people's faces, branding yourself.
That's right. That's what the internet's for.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't, I mean, it's no excuses. It's no excuses. No excuses. A lot of artists are lazy, you know, but if they want to be lazy, that's what I'm here for. You know, like, I help you. Like, I mean, this is what I do. And, I mean, if you're a dope artist and I like you, I mean, I'll definitely help you. I'm not going to be your crutch, but, you know, I'll help you. I'll give you some anything I could come up on as far as that'll help me out, that'll help people. I'll share it out with people.
That's real, man. That's real, man. So other than the showcases, what are some of the other promo services you provide?
I mean, as of right now, like, I really just been doing the showcases right now. I actually just linked up with, you know, a couple of people, more people on my team. As I said before, it's only two more cats besides me, you know, so we're kind of, you know, we be overloaded with a lot of stuff as far as, I mean, promotion for the showcases. But I'm about to start dropping more mixtapes, you know, around the world, you know what I mean, all the artists that's following me that reached out that really want to rock with me. I'm hosting their tapes. I host a lot of singles too, you know. But I'm really trying to break into the mixtape game, you know, because that's kind of what's not really popping right now. So I like to take the different lanes. When people quit on the lane, I like to go there and make my wave in that lane. So I'm gonna definitely get into that mixtape lane soon.
Yeah, smart, man.
Definitely.
Smart move. I like that. How you feel about the international scene of hip hop right now?
I'm feeling everything, man. It's a lot of dope artists, man. A lot of people come from all. It's exciting, you know. A couple years ago, man, it was just all, you know, just black, you know, black people, you know. Now I like it all, man. Anybody, it just makes it seem like, okay, we've been liking this whole time. It's, you know, it's cool, you know. Everybody liking now. You feel me? Even though, you know, I mean, it kind of sometimes people try to make it seem like it's bad, or, you know, the rap scene is, you know, what's causing all the drama, you know. But there's some positive music out there, you know. And it's exciting to see a lot of different you know what I mean, societies rock with it.
That's real, man. I like that, man. Who are your top five that are alive, man?
Industry.
Yeah.
Man, definitely Jadakiss, Jay-Z, Cameron. A lot of people hate me when I say Cameron, but Cameron, that's that guy. Who else? Pac and Biggie. You know what I mean? That's the people I listen to. You feel me? I'm not going front. Like, I got a lot of other favorites, but those are the top.
That's real. I like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like that.
Definitely, you know, so.
If you can give some pointers on, you know, performing on stage, what would you tell artists?
Performing on stage, don't make it too long, you know, especially if you're a new artist. You know, if you like, for example, shout out to DJ, what's his name, DJ Smalls. You know, he does showcases out in the Midwest. You know, he actually put a vlog on World Star not too long ago. He gave a couple pointers too, and I took from there, and I actually shouted him out. You know what I mean, But yeah, you know, you don't want to go on stage and perform. A lot of artists, they think they gotta perform 50 songs. You know, like if you're a new artist, we're not gonna remember 50 songs. Give us 2 to 3 hot songs. You feel me? Go up there, turn up, leave it all on the stage, and I mean, if you hot, and I mean, people gonna relate. If you're not, you know, you gotta go back to the lab and I mean, recreate something else.
That's real, man. If it ain't hot, they gonna let you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, come clean. A lot of the audience at my shows, they show love regardless. You know, like even I mean, like we don't really, you know, I mean, I don't really have like an Apollo type feel, not taking away from Apollo, but you know, like
don't
you know
stand
mean, we're not,
you gotta stand in.
Yeah, we ain't gonna. I mean, we ain't gonna kick you off the stage. You know what I mean, but yeah, man, just come up there. I mean, but like I said, my last showcase, I really liked. I mean, it was some artists that performed that I actually, you know, I was about to hop in there and start performing with them. They was, I mean, it was so dope. So, yeah, man,
wow,
just make really it short, sweet, turn up.
That's real. I like that. We got another caller calling in, 862. Talk to me. Yo.
Yep. Yo.
What's poppin'?
Yo.
Yeah, you on the line.
Who that?
What's going on?
What's going on, T? Who that?
It's Aaron.
Oh, what's good, G? All
right.
Cooling, man. How are you? Hello?
Yeah, hello. How y'all doing?
Man, we cooling, man. How are you?
I'm gravy, man.
Yeah, it's a little bit rainy out here in NC. You know how it be.
Where you
tropical
at?
Tropical storm and shit. I'm still in NC, homie. You know, with the tropical storm and shit, so.
Where? What's going on, though, man?
Nah, man. I was just listening to the interview and shit, so. But,
word, definitely.
Yeah, but I think you hit a lot of great points as far as our showcase is concerned. With these artists, because along with Tarzan, I'm one of the other two cats you was talking about.
Oh, this Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I couldn't really hear nothing you saying. What's good, boy? I'm like, what the hell is that? What's good?
Yeah, what's good, man. I'm just chilling, man. I told you, I just got off work and shit, so.
Word. So now what you were saying, though?
But I think you brought up a lot of great points with these artists. Like, I know from the most part, I grew up through the poetry game, getting my name up. And as far as getting to know artists and how they promote themselves, in New Jersey, we're kind of in a little cesspool of artists that they want them to hit it big, but they're not promoting it. They're not marketing themselves to be big.
Exactly.
And they're under the impression that their manager is supposed to be their babysitter. And they wanna make money, but don't put up the finances to get them where they need to be. They think it's just gonna come off the music. They think it's just gonna come off, oh, I show my face here and I'm gonna perform, and then, oh, I'm about to get a deal. They're under the misconception that they don't have to work to get what they need. Somebody else is just going to pick them up in order to do it.
Definitely.
That's real.
And, I mean, yeah, with the showcases, yeah, it helps out a little bit because, you know, we're giving them the platform to show their face. It gives them a new fan base to be looked at by. And it gives new people to pass their judgment to. However, they don't realize they have to do. It's just more than the music. You have to connect with people, which is the problem nowadays because everything is so digital.
Exactly.
Right.
As you can see, a lot of album sales dropped because now people are streaming albums online. People getting their albums through pirating sites. Nobody really wants to buy the music because half the time, half the artists aren't really marketing themselves so the people would be out in the street and feel them. They think the SoundCloud game is just going to get them popped off with a hell of fans. Okay, you may have the SoundCloud. You may have good EBK skins. That's all well and fine. But if these people don't know your face and you're not out there at least every week at a different event, somewhere else, maybe a different state, putting on the stage, not so many people going to want to buy your shit. That's what they need to realize, along with that. Because we can only do so much as the showcase organizers and hosting mixtapes. We can only do so much as far as getting you fans. It's up to them, really, to develop their fan base. Tarzan got 40,000 followers on Twitter. He hosts a mixtape. Yeah, how are people going to listen to it? At the end of the day, if Tarzan hosts your mixtape and you're not out there promoting that mixtape, you just on Twitter getting some retweets, how much is it really doing for you? Am I right or am I wrong?
Definitely right, man.
So with these artists, what they need to understand is people have to feel you. People have to know your face. People have to know your touch. It's more than just the music. That's why back in the 90s, people were selling. You had Sean selling a million albums in a week. You had Pac selling a million albums in a week. You had Jay selling a million albums in a week. You had motherfucking Biggie coming out with 2 million albums in a week. Because they knew how to connect with their fans. Which is also, a lot of times, why these artists nowadays aren't making it as big. That's why the game is so oversaturated.
Word.
Because it's all digital. The really talented people, either A, don't have the money to get out there, or B, they're being hidden by what sounds good to the people they think it sounds good to. That's why we have so much lyrical trash out here. You don't have cats like Jada. Now, Jada had his last album was number 3 on the Billboard chart. Let's think about it. His last album was number 3 on the Billboard chart. That was like 08.
Yeah.
Wiz's last album was number 1. Is Wiz anywhere close to Jada as far as lyricism, delivery, originality? No. But that's what the people feel, right? I mean, how many people... I mean, look at Rick Ross. Rick Ross hasn't had a platinum album yet, but he got 5 gold albums. He's a storyteller. He tells a story. I mean, he may be fake when he's telling it, but he's telling it. But that's what the people feel. That's what they're pushing nowadays. They're not pushing the real motherfuckers out here in the street that's living their life like DMX was. They're not doing that no more. And what artists need to realize is it's all how you market yourself. Because the reason why some people are able to stay relevant longer is because they change how they market themselves. That also plays a part in the artist's career. Like Wayne. Lil Wayne, he doesn't put out the best songs all the time. No, he doesn't. However, he finds a way to constantly reinvent himself. From the first Carter to now the Carter 5. That's a whole different Wayne, ain't it?
Yep.
He constantly finds a way to reinvent himself. He still dropped albums like Rebirth and I am Not a Human Being, which were versatile. And a lot of these artists, they're making the same kind of music as the current artists out there, which is another problem, which is why the game is oversaturated. You can't have 100 Chief Keefs. It's not going to fucking work.
For real.
And I mean, on that note, bro, that's exactly why, you know, the last showcase, we pretty much, there was a lot of artists, you feel me, but, you know, we picked 5 hottest and most unique artists. You know?
Right.
So that's why we got them going up on September 18th with, with Fat Trap.
Right.
And on Hot 97 Heavy Hitter. So.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, we want artists on that stage that's going to bring a different feel. We want artists on that stage that the crowd will feel every single time they get up there. It's not about the amount of artists you have. It's about the quality of artists you have on that stage, which is why a lot of people don't understand why they don't get picked.
That's real. They copycat.
Not everybody can be Fat Chef. Not everybody can be Wale. Not everybody can be J. Cole. Not everybody can be Big Mill. Not everybody can be Ace Hood. Not everybody can be Jay-Z. There's only one of them. So if there's only one of them, you should be trying to be the only one of you.
That's well, right. The original. For real.
Exactly.
Hey, Frank, man, what's going on, man? You got some tracks up there.
Oh, man, we're about to play some of that in a minute. Yeah, man, he sent the whole bunch of them. We're going to get on whatever we can get on tonight. Whatever we don't get on, we definitely going to get on every Wednesday. So, you know what we do. Real. Real for real. About to drop a lot of jewels right there. We got another caller calling in 646. Talk to me.
Nah, this is Shawnee again. I'm just hearing the conversation.
all right, that's what's up.
DJ Tarzan, the way you're talking right now, you make a motherfucker want to perform at the showcase.
Yo, man, look, bro. We gonna be in New York City October, man. It's a festival coming out there. I forgot the name of the festival, but we're gonna be out there, man. We're trying to bring out a nice industry artist out there, man. So you on my Twitter. I'm gonna follow you back as soon as I possibly can too. Sometimes my Twitter be wild, I don't know what's up, but I'm gonna follow you back as soon as I can, man, and we definitely gonna get it. But like, bro, like we all about turning up, man. Anybody that's any show, like I said, every showcase I've done, this actually my last showcase has been the smallest one I've ever done. You know, my first showcase had about 300-400 people in the building. You feel me?
Mm.
And I've done events. You know, that had 1,000 people, 2,000 people. You know, I brought Yo Gotti out, Meek Mill out, Fat Trell, Lloyd Banks. I bring a lot of cats out. You feel me? So I've done a lot of big events. You know, so I just haven't. You know, it's going to be hard to put 1,000 people in front of unsigned artists. You know, but that's why I'm starting to throw the concerts in so I can bring out that huge act. You know what I mean? So. Definitely,
yeah.
Man, pay attention, man. We out here. We're going to be working. I see your hustle, man, and it can only go up from there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 0 to 100. Actually, fuck 100, 1,000. Excuse me. You know what I mean? But it's just like going back to the I could tell y'all a quick story. I had a showcase at in the city called the Pyramid Club, and I was one of the third opening acts. And I was just like just me performing for a long time. Who inspired me to perform was Black Thought from The Roots, because when I went to one of his concerts, I was seeing The Roots changing their chords and everything else, and when Black Thought stepped on stage and he started spitting for an hour, that kind of like, it bugged me out, because I was like, yo, like that inspired me to be like, you know what, I gotta go 10 times hard just like him. So When I performed, like the two artists performed or whatever, but they was playing their actual song during their performance, and I'm just looking, but nobody attention. And soon as I stepped on stage, rest in peace to Maya Angelou, she died on that day, and soon as I got on stage, I told everybody to like they put the peace signs up to Maya Angelou. I had the whole crowd like stop. They stopped and looked. And they was like, and one girl like, who is he? So as soon as I dropped the record, my original song, and I performed, everybody loved it. I also have it on footage on YouTube. So y'all can check it out and see it. You know, like it have a better detail about me explaining it. You know what I mean? But It's a lot of artist development. Like, I'm still going through the artist development myself. But you absolutely right about the whole everybody trying to sound the same, because it's missing that element. It's like New York music is like a baby that got Down syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, it's confused because, like, when I was growing up, I was born in 89. When I was growing up, I got caught into the wave of Tropical Quest, Tupac, Big, so many artists that just came along the way when the game changed. But around like 2006, that's when everything just started changing. Everybody started sounding the same. So I try to make myself separate as possible. As right now, it's like nobody can't. It's like they're missing. It's an identity crisis. That's what New York is missing, an identity crisis. It's missing that. So it's like right now, it's like it's going to take a few artists that's going to fill in that identity. They got to fill in it. They got to find that identity. Right now, they lost.
Word.
You know what I mean? So, and like they, it's like who's you? Like who? What makes you different from the rest of the artists? Like the down south songs, or like, or you gonna be original? It's either you be conscious, or you spit some lyrical shit that people could enjoy. Like, or you be honest on the record. It's a lot of, it's a couple of artists right now that's lying on their records. They can't talk. They don't want to talk. They don't want to talk about getting beat up in school. Like, or make something, or make something fun. It's not fun no more. I'm 25 years old. It's not fun. The records that coming out right now, it's not fun. It's not something that you'd be like, wow, I ain't thinking about that. Like, it has something to think about, but also have people move and people could enjoy. So I definitely want to work. We definitely got a deal.
Definitely, man. Trust me, man. As far as artists lying on any records, man, I'm a DJ, so I hear it all the time. And I just be like, yo, yo, I just talked to you like a half an hour ago. You didn't know. That don't match up. You feel me? So a lot of these cats are lying on records. I don't really care to get into people's personal lives. You know, that's another thing I don't like about the music industry right now. It's too much of, you know, people into people's personal lives. And, you know, a lot of these artists are letting people into it. So, you know what I mean? I personally, I'm going to try to keep my life as much as private as possible. You feel me? But, it'd be definitely going to build.
Yeah, and it's just that, like, I even interned for a label, and I seen the shadiness from it already. Like, I was like, ugh. Like, this is that ugly? You know what I mean? But, like, right now, like, the platform is like you said, it's either your originality, the way the music, and I was saying in our conversation, where the music industry is going, the internet is your best friend. But at the same time, you gotta have all this great work on the internet, but it's all about your show, how many people you can bring out, how much merchandise that you can sell. You know, people appreciate your performance. They're going to buy your merchandise right there on the spot. They're going to buy your T-shirts. They're going to buy your CDs. Like, if you got a pin, like, selling pins, you can sell that. You know, as long as you're selling yourself, you're marketing yourself, and you're branding yourself. You know, like, I'm a walking brand.
Exactly.
You know, so, like, that's the platform. If you can sell out a show for any artist, any indie artist, if you can sell out a show, bring 50 people, and you sell it out, then you good. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the platform now, because now the 360 deals and everything else, I know about that.
Real, man. Southside Exchange Radio, DJ Tarzan rocking with us, Shoney Sean rocking with us. We're going to play some heat, come back, chop it up, you know how we do. Let's get it.
It was a nightmare.
Money bought a bodega spot. Me and Bims, the 40s, the size of tater tots. Jiggy niggas getting high in the latest drop. Smoking chronic, listening to Snoop, Dre, and Pac. That chain, save cash. What I rent, my stack gang is any sign of disrespect could get you blazed at. I like to see the little homie shoot it. I'm A-Wack. I'm getting a dough from ripping them shows. Tipping on foes, my face is to show you niggas relax. Before I send niggas to keep it back, put that bread up and bet that the niggas a clap. Clap. That's how we on it, nigga. On the block, we posting from night to morning, nigga. Money we been getting it. In the way that we bought them, hey, the sick of it. The cowboys with the nines, the way I stick with it. My niggas ready to ride and some flipping bricks. Money we been getting it. In the way that we bought them, hey, the sick of it. The cowboys with that nine, the way I stick with it. My niggas ready to ride and some flipping bricks.
Way above 70, way above 70. Beating with 70 grams, cocaine heavily. Godlike, cross every T, dot every I. See me, real G, till the day your poppy die. Got a sunshine, up in the AM bright and early, up in days it. Serial killers raising, brand me amazing. They making payments, I own shit, my own shit. Crazy on my bone shit. That whole sniff like K9s, got K's, 9 going OT, extra quarter, game time. The fame fine, but I really want the chicken. You heard about my tan boys, did you really listen? Maybe not, the baby maybe Mercedes Kappa. I'm bout it like Sip the Shaka, the panty dropper, poppy. And every day we chase Fetty, my name heavy cause a nigga hefty. Rap.
Money we been getting it. In the way that we bought them, hey, the sick of it. The cowboys with the nines, the way I stick with it. My niggas ready to ride and some flipping bricks. Money we been getting it. In the way that we bought them, hey, the sick of it. The cowboys with that nine, the way I stick with it. My niggas ready to ride and some flipping bricks.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. That's what it is, man. We got DJ Tarzan rocking with us. Got a lot of people rocking with us, man. We got a full line tonight. What up, everybody?
Yo.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. So, Tarzan, man, what you got lined up in the future, man, with some showcases? What you working on?
Yo, man, I'm working on a lot of things. Right now, I'm just really focused on the showcase, man. I'm trying to take it on the road, man. So any artist, man, like, I don't care where you at, you know, like, I've literally, like, in July, you know, I've had an artist come from Texas, you know. So, you know, it doesn't really matter where you at, you know. If you want to rock with me, come out, rock with me, man. I got a couple people from Chicago that's going to come down to the next event, you know, so... we just working, man. I'm trying to build that brand, that showcase brand. I'm trying to outwork these cats, man, and just keep it moving. I mean, that's just what it's really about, outworking the next competition, you know. So I'm up to that, you feel me? So we just trying to work, man. And, showcases. I'm going to do showcases for the unsigned artists. You know, I'm going to bring out these industry artists. You know, I don't want to give out the artists I want to bring out next. You know, I don't know who's listening. They might try to take my own, you know, my ideas. But we got a lot of things coming up, though, man.
Yeah. I like that, man. On the grind. That's what I'm talking about, man. If you can give some advice to the young entrepreneurs and, you know, the younger DJs and young cats that want to get in the promotion game, what would you tell them?
One thing I'd tell them, yo, is just follow your vision. You feel me? Too many people that don't really got sight have too many opinions about, you know what I mean, where somebody else's vision should be at. You know, like, you don't have a site, you know. So, you know, a lot of these cats are not living the life they want to live, you know. So you gotta be careful who you take advice from also, you know, and just work hard. You know what I mean, if you have a vision in your brain, that means it's something for you to do. You feel me? Like, don't let that vision go to waste, you know, like, and I mean, that's something that I got on my Instagram. You know, I said I'm on a road to success, turning my imagination into reality, you know, and that's what it's really about. And I mean, if you can imagine it, it's very possible.
That's real, man. I don't get no realer than that.
What is wrong?
For real. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Got DJ Tarzan rock with us. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Shoney Sean rocking with us. That's what's going on, man. That's what it is.
I had a lot of cats hitting me up on Twitter pretty much saying they couldn't get through to me. Couldn't get through the line. The line was tied up.
Yeah, a lot of people's calling. Yeah, it's crazy. Blog Talk Radio be crazy. Man, people calling in, man. It's a great show tonight, man. Give everybody your Twitter info and all that, everything they can check you out, man. Send music to you.
Y'all can check me out on Twitter at DJ Tarzan. I mean, DJTARZAN. On Instagram, just add that underscore at the end of that. You know what I mean? Build me, man. I'm out here.
That's what it is, man. So you feel the indies pretty much going to take over the major labels?
Honestly, if I was an industry artist, I wouldn't want to be in a label. You know what I mean? Like, I never liked loans. You feel me? Like, I like getting my own money. I like making my own situations. if the situation is right, though, you know, I'll take it. But, like, a lot of these cats, you know, they're getting in these deals, and, I mean, like, they're not really making no money. You feel me? Like, you know, they just paying back what they owe, you know? So, I don't know. Like, I personally seen Yo Gotti sit and count, you know, a couple hundred racks, you know, and I seen him pull out his own jewelry, and after that, you know, I've been at concerts. You can go check out my artist Chase Fetty, and he has a video with Mac Miller, you know, and he's not, you know, Mac Miller's in the video, but we were shooting that video, and, you know, we just got to see Mac Miller, you know, a couple of these guys that are on independent levels, you know, ball out, you know, so it's like, you know, you don't necessarily need a record deal, you know, just gotta. Some cats are just lazy, man. Like, I personally don't want a record deal, you know. I mean, I'm never going to get a record deal because I'm not a rapper. But you know, I don't want no loans. Like, I just want, you know, show me love. You see me grinding out here, and I mean, shout me out, and I mean, you see me working. You feel me? I show love. You feel me? You're supposed to show love to real niggas. So if you will, you're supposed to respect it. You know what I mean? But I'm not really a fan of the labels, man. I feel like I be seeing too many cats get shelved. There's too many cats I know that say, yeah, I'm with. I mean, I ain't gonna say no labels. You know what I mean? But they say I'm with a certain label. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, you're not on any radio shows. You're not on any, I mean, nothing, you know. So they're just shelving you, and it's been like this for years. So I'd rather just ride my own wave up and, I mean, create my own lane. I mean, that's all I really want.
Yeah.
Right, you don't want to get shelved, man.
You know what I mean?
You hear me?
Yo, who that?
Yeah.
Oh, I got through.
Who?
Yeah, you're online.
Oh, my fault, yeah. This is Bell.
Who?
Alright, what's up, man?
Bellevue. Bellevue, Bell.
Oh, what's going on, G?
What up? I was listening to you. I didn't know I got through.
Oh, no, you on. This right. Back to the artist, man. I just dropped one of his records, man. He got a hot record called My Operation, man. Like, real dope record. Y'all check him out. If y'all follow me on Twitter, man, I just, like, literally retweeted it right now. So y'all check that record out. I think we got that up here, too, Ben. I don't know if you uploaded that up yet.
You're about to spend that in a minute.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I need to play that, man. Let them hear that, man. Just coming straight from the streets, man. Some real shit.
Where you from, fam?
Tell us
a little about yourself.
I'm originally from Asbury Park, New Jersey, you know what I mean? But I get around, man. I'm just, you know what I mean, trying to better myself, get out the hood and get on with my life. But that's where I'm originally from. Been out there my whole entire life.
Word. Definitely, man. Asbury,
my Twitter, Bulletproof Bell, Instagram, Bulletproof Bell, Facebook, Bulletproof. I mean, everywhere is Bulletproof. Like you say, he retweeting it right now. So I'm in the tweets as Bulletproof Bell. Just look me up, follow me, ask me anything, I answer back. I mean, I ain't stuck up and all like that. I'm an original dude, just a regular dude, just out here trying to get it. You know what I mean? Just trying to bring the realness back to the game. But other than that, like I said, he retweeted it, so you hit me up through there.
Word.
Already know, man. That's what
shout out to us. Shout out to New Jersey Hitman. He threw me the beat. He helped produce it. Shout out to Souls. You know what I mean? Shout out to Tarzan also, just pushing it.
Word.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to do me like a Bobby Smurda or whatever. Get a one-hit wonder thing going. Fuck it.
I could, hey man. It only take that one hit, man. You get a million off that one hit. All I need is a million. I'm 1 million to make me 3 million. You feel me? So, I mean,
yeah, like, that's the thing. The one hit will bring the attention to you. Like I got a whole
I got a whole joint on iTunes called Bulletproof, whatever like that. A whole joint on iTunes, but you know what I mean, hot music. Got a song in there with my dude Fly Fetty called You Don't Want to Die. Got a whole bunch of joints that's fire, but it's just one of those things that you got to get in the right space, linking with the right people. Sometimes it's who you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like niggas don't even. A lot of people I just found out today. A lot of people didn't know like that. Shamurda or whatever his name is. That beat was Lloyd Banks' joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lloyd Banks did the beat, but I don't think he bought the beat. You know what I mean? But he definitely did the beat first, though.
Yeah, a lot of people never knew that. I didn't know that. And I'm like, yo, that's hot beat. And then once I seen it online, like, yo, that's somebody else's beat. I'm like, see, you just take the right person to know it. He did the right dance at the right time.
Yeah.
You got on. You getting bread, you know what I mean?
Word is long. Even though he just came out to Jersey, man, they were shooting at him, man. I don't know what that was about. They were shooting at him. Yeah. They were just literally just shooting at the boy probably about a week ago at and Roselle, man. It was crazy out there, I heard.
People don't play, man. It's hard to get away from that life, man. Like, that's why, I mean, Bulletproof, I was originally Bell. Changed to Bulletproof Bell, I got shot up. So, I mean, it's hard to get away from that. It's going to happen if you're still in that. Still speak it. Still talk about it. You talk about shooting, eventually something will happen.
Word. Exactly.
That's real right there, man. We get no realer than that. Hip hop stock exchange video.
Definitely need y'all to play that track. Let the people hear it, man. Some hot real bars in there, man.
Word, definitely. I mean, hip hop stock exchange, man. I already know they gonna hold you down. You feel me? I got my man Ben Frank on the phone. I mean, we on the line with the boy Ben Frank, so we definitely going to get a shout-out to the boy Belvy. Check that new record out, My Operation, right now, hosted by yours truly, produced by the boy New Jersey Hitman. That's on Hawkshare right now. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Tarzan, and you will see that record. It's the last thing I retweeted, so check it out right now.
That's what's up, man. Jersey definitely be putting out some good music, man. A lot of good indie music out there in Jersey, man. Right. Putting it down.
Yeah,
before I go, you feel me? I don't want to take up your time. Before I go, man, it's a little hot something real quick, man. He said, listen to the park. I mean, shout out my time, you feel me?
Word. I said, word, definitely. Good luck for calling up, bro.
Listen, I said, I'm from the city where the snitch is still alive, and I ain't saying kill, but them snitches got to die. First 48, first minute they break. I swear my brothers, I ain't never been a Jacob. Handy with the tool, keep squeezing while I ooze. A lot of niggas die, they ain't never make the news. Glock on my waist, scared nigga like boo. Shells that a hole to make an elephant move. Cause fuck if you winning, I can make you lose. Gun or the knife, I can make you choose. 17 kites, 10 flicks in A1. If that ain't fucking loyal, nigga, where the fuck you from? I walk a straight line, fuck a circle. Man, that's it, man. I can't even give him the rest of it, man. Play that hotness, man. I'ma holler at y'all later, man. Do your thing. Shout out to Tarzan once again. Shout out to Soul. Shout out to New Jersey Hitman. Shout out to my Born Getters, the family. You already know what it is, man. All day. Bulletproof. Bang that.
All right, bro. Good looks.
All right, one.
That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Bulletproof Belvy. DJ Tarzan. So he saw you still on the line?
Showing in the cut.
Hey, the cut, all right, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Full house here at Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. About to play some heat for y'all, man. We had a great show tonight, man. Salute to you, DJ Tarzan, man, for coming on the show, rocking with us, man. Dropped a lot of jewels tonight, brother.
Man, definitely salutes back to you, man. Like I said, man, I'm still on the come up, man, so I really appreciate you taking the time and reaching out to me and having me here, man. And definitely playing some of these artists' music tonight, man. I mean, it's not so many people really out there reaching out and helping out. And, I mean, you definitely got a popping show, man. So I got to meet a couple of people on your show tonight, so that's definitely dope, man. So it's definitely worth the while. I mean, so I definitely appreciate
it, man. Definitely, man. We're going to definitely get a lot of them songs on next week, too, man. We're going to get to that Belvy joint, No Operation. Now, man, we play the Bodega Bams joint. Shout out to Bodega, man. East Harlem, you know.
What? Shout out to the whole Tan boys, man. Like, it's the homies, man. I got to build with them.
And I mean, through the ASAP Mob situation with my artists, you know, they real cool, real humble. Like, I mean, they real turned up over there, man. Shout out to the whole Tamboys, man. Spanish Harlem.
That's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got another caller calling in. 203, talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. What's good, man? It's Black on Adonis, man. At Follow Black on Twitter. What's good, y'all?
What's going on, boy?
Yeah, yeah, it's five.
I'm maintaining, baby, repping that CT. We out here in Miami, you know, in the palm trees, you feel me? In this good weather.
I got to get like you, bro.
Man, we trying to, we just surviving, baby. I live out here right now, you know, so I'm just surviving, baby.
Exactly. That's
what it is, man. We about to go, about to play that new joint, man. Get everybody to Twitter so you can check out your music, see what you got going on, brother.
Hey, man, at Follow Black on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? At Follow Black on Instagram. Hit my SoundCloud, Blackheart Adonis, BlackHeartAdonis. Man, just Google my name, man. It'll pop up. Listen to the new album. Download it, iTunes, all that good stuff, man. You know?
That's what's up, man.
That's how we doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I was going to do like my man and drop some bars if y'all want me to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
bars.
Finish. Do your thing.
All right, man. Let me see what I got here, man. Something light, one of my little old verses from because I be battle rapping and stuff, too. I said, what's next for the kid? They asking me. More dead rappers, more catastrophes. I'm from the brass city, so I'm hard as hell. And the hammer will smash any nigga who think he hard as nails. The 9 milli give him a heat tan. My money like the Federal Reserve. I'm all in my green span. I hit him with the llama, kid. Fuck your boss. I fire your general like Obama did. Then the shoddy clap. You soft ass like that thing on Buffy the Body back. I put the gun in your baby mouth like a binky, nigga. Tape the murder. Your wife will get fucked on cam like Pinky, nigga. With the white, I make it stretch like a slinky, nigga. You'll get left. I got a right like Winky, nigga. I blaze the fist. I make them put rags in the air the same color as a handkerchief. I'm hard as shit. The only time you will see me taking an L if I'm sparking piff, I often spit off your clip. I put red dots on your circle like Target, kid. Your squad is bitch. My bars is sick. In the hood, I'm like food. I stay in all kinds of shit. Scrap, I paid my dues, so don't try me because I keep a big strap like creation shoes. That's just so light, man. So light bars, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Some light bars, baby.
DJ Tarzan.
Hey, much respect,
yo.
I appreciate y'all, yo. Straight up.
Yeah, keep doing big things, brother. That's what it is, man. We're going to finish off with that Young Belvy right now, man. My Operation, DJ Tarzan, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Shawnee Sean still rocking with us. Till next week. One love, y'all.
We were good fellas, wise guys, but Jimmy and I could never be made. It didn't even matter that my mother was Sicilian. To become a member of a crew, you've got to be 100% so they can trace all your relatives back to the old country. As far as Jimmy was concerned, with Tommy being made, it was like we were all being made. We would now have one of our own as a member.
It's the newest co-signing, the newest bass.
Hey, yo, DJ Tarzan.
Good fellas, yeah. Try and be some made men. Even Joe Pesci going in the brain end. You make a statement, you can't take it back. You gotta live with the fact you a fucking rat. But me, I'm screaming out lawyer. I get it by them halves and move it by the quarter. Cause now I'm dealing pounds, I just break them all down. And we'll split shit at the top looking down. That 38 spinning, have a morgue full of tennis. Like how you losing niggas, screaming at you winning. Got a circle full of homies, thoughts on sinning. Never pillow talk, nor discussing my feelings. That's money on your ceiling, bullets in your melon. To try and raise hell, niggas keep telling. That K get you sweeping, pray get the weaving. All you hear is screams and my head is just still squeezing.
It was bad, it's
my
operation,
we don't deal with our niggas. And you, you a fucking cop nigga. Hammer close, I'm always dissing beef. I gotta live in these streets, I'm getting paid. All the dirty money, I see the opposition, I know they hating on me. But you, you a fucking op nigga. And we We don't fuck with cop niggas. I'm counting 50, I'm counting 100, I'm counting 50 of them new face hunters. How you want it? 10 falls, 10 summers in. We ain't lose a soul cause my block raised gunners in. Money made stunners, dope made runners. I'm talking about snitches and you know that you one of them. Bad bitch, Hail Mary, mama saying prayers for me. That been so long I thought God had his tail on me. City full of gangs and half these niggas strapped. Rico Law snatching them, the other half rats. And we all did time from the county to the state, bitch. My brother did 8 cause the judge had statements. Y'all made tapes cause y'all wasn't safe. And the priest and the man and came out Jake. Yellow tape, white chalk, my bull let that dog off like Omaha, Omaha. But we don't need no audible. My operation, we don't deal with our niggas. And you, you a fucking cop nigga. Hammer close, I'm always dissing beef. I gotta live in these streets, I'm getting paid. All the dirty money, I see the opposition. I know they hating on me, but you, you a fucking op nigga. And we don't fuck with cop niggas.
We solid. We don't fold. Scoop of a politics. We good.
We out, y'all.